of Gadlus from Rav Gidl. Rav Gidl was a Gadol. And Rav Gidl knew the struggles of a pandemic, of COVID, of a bedieved lifestyle. And he said, no more. He said, it comes as man that you have to learn the Darim Davches. Those of you that remember, this was a Gemara that I alluded to in the Siyam, in the Haskalah, and really is a very, very crucial Gemara. And Rav Gidl was a gadol in his godless and what he was mechadish over here. So let's try to be ma'ayin and try to be mazber in the Darim Daf Ches. Really focus on two elements of the sugya. I hope to get to what I titled the Shir Torah and Parnasa, but it's kind of in the latter half of the sugya. So in order to get there, we have to really understand and break through the beginning half of the sugya. So Gidol Marav, Minayim Shenishboim Lekayis Es HaMitzvah. How do you know that you can make a shrua in order to fulfill a mitzvah? Shneemar Nishbata V'Akayma, as he quotes from David HaMelech, Lishmati V'Akayma Lishbor Mishpatei Shekefa. David HaMelech, the Kvodu Ba'atzmo himself said and taught us and was a model for all of us. He struggled. And he knew human psychology. And he knew that certain times you need some protection and some etzas in your struggles. I don't want to get into the details, but I think it was last year, I gave a Musar Shmuz in the Beis Medrash. And a Talmud that was not in my shir came up to me afterwards. And I mentioned certain things, you know, that and challenges that boys have, you know, in their college years, that we have to be upfront about, and we have to protect ourselves from. And I'm sure everyone could understand what I'm referring to. And there was a boy who approached me, and set up a meeting with me after the shmooze, and he presented me the following question. He said, you know, I struggle with the computer. And I struggle with certain issues. And I want to know if it's possible for me to take a shvua or a neder in order to make sure that I avoid being michshal in certain avirs. So it was a fascinating question. But, you know, just to bring Rav Gidl to a halacha lemaisa application, this was something that a person wanted to know. If he needs a little boost, if he needs a little chizuk, is that something that's okay for him to take a neder or a shvua in order to assist him in that situation? In Shulchan Aruch, the bottom line, Rabosai, like the Gemara tells us in Shulchan Aruch, the answer probably is yes. We'll have to work out why and how. I spoke to Rav Shechter about it. He thought that it wasn't our minig and it wasn't our practice and it was out of our classic approach and it's probably not advisable because, you know, judging the situation, you know, it might cause other mechsholim and other averus, and you really have to know whether this is attainable or not. But on a basic level, on a fundamental level, in terms of our sugya, in Shulchan Aruch, this is paskin, that if a person needs a chizuk in a certain area, that's something that you can do. So the Gemara learns it out from a pasuk. So the Gemara challenges v'alahu moshbo v'yonim me'ar Sinai, but how is it possible that this is chal, he's already sworn in from Har Sinai? Elokom ashmol and shari le'le inish lezruzei nafshin. No, the Chiddush of Rav Gidl is, yeah, you're allowed to do so in order to be mezarez yourself, in order to be mechazik yourself. So what's the havamina? What's the maskana? So Gemara asks the kasha, I don't get it. It doesn't work. The Gemara says, no, he's doing it for chizik purposes. So he's not moshpav yom marasina. So because he has a reason and a rationale, so therefore, that gets rid of the problem of Moshe v'Yom Mer Sinai. It's like the Gemara is asking apples and the Gemara is answering oranges. How did the Gemara answer the question that it asked? So the basic answer, the Ran, on the spot, says a chiddush nifla ad lamod, and this Ran is something that we have to remember when we get to the second parak, and we focus on the difference between Nedarim and Shavuos. One of the differences between Nedarim and Shavuos is that a neder could be chal on a dvar mitzvah, and if a person wants to aser a sukkah, he could say koinem yeshiva sukkah alai. The koinem, the sukkah, could be aser with me with a neder, and he could aser up the sukkah. However, when it comes to a shvuah, the Gemara says you don't have the ability to have a shvuah that's chal on a shvuah. What the reason is something we're going to have to talk about when we get to the second parak. Talks about the, it gets to the root of the fundamental, you know, difference between a shvuah and a neder. But the Ran adds in a caveat from our sugya. The Ran says that which the Gemara has a drasha to tell us that only nedarim are chal on dvar mitzvah and shvuah is not chal on dvar mitzvah. That's only klapei karban. That's only in its fullest sense. But partially, to a certain extent, even a shvua could be chal on a dvar mitzvah. In the lashon of the Ran, le'inyan karban, the shvua is not chal on a dvar mitzvah. Le'inyan malkis, there is a shvua that's chal on a dvar mitzvah. So the Ran, saying a massive chiddush, answers this burning question in our sugya. Mamarav shach. The Gemara asked, Mushva b'yam merasina. So how did the Gemara answer? The Gemara answered, no, you're allowed to do this. And the Ran adds in, and by the way, it's not just that you're allowed to do it, and it's chal to an extent. And it's chal to an extent. Rabbi Kiva Eger in the Gilyon HaShas points out a Ramban in Parshas Matos. This is also the Ramban found in the Mochamis. The Ramban is in disagreement with the Ran. And the Ramban is of the opinion that a Shvua on a Dvar Mitzvah is nothing. Mushba v'oymed mer Sinai means there is no Shvua. It just can't attach itself to a mitzvah, the same way a neder could attach itself to a mitzvah. Okay. If you hold like the Ramban, which is the Pashtus in the Gemara, that it's not chal, but then the question is, so then what did the Gemara answer? What's the Maskonas Hasugya? Kamash Malon, mitzvah is Ruze Nash. So this led the Ktos HaChoshen to say a massive chiddush. But the Ktos HaChoshen held, even though the Ramban holds against the Ran, that when it comes to a shvuah on a dvar mitzvah, there is no malchus. And even, not only for the effect of a karba, but even for the effect of bal yachel, there is no iser, comes along the Ktos HaChoshen and says, there has to be at least an iser esse. There has to be some sort of iser in order for you to make any sense of our sugya. Otherwise, how is there a zerus? If it's not taking effect whatsoever, says the Ktos HaChoshen, so then what's Rav Gidol accomplishing? The guy who approached me and said, I'm struggling with the computer, the reason why he wanted to take the shvua is because he wanted some force, he wanted some friction, he wanted some tension in order to stop him from being michshol in the Aveira. And he, Baruch Hashem, was dealing with an Aveira as a reality. And he said, I got to take matters into my own hands. I got to get serious. And I'm going to have a conversation of employing Rav Gidol or applying some other Isurim to now make an effect on my life and make a difference. Kol hakavod to him. But says the Ktos HaChoshen, if the shvuah is not chal, bichlal even klapei an essay. If the Ramban's saying it's garnished against the Ran, so then what is the zerus? What are you accomplishing? It's not having any effect. That's why the Ktos HaChoshen is forced to say this chiddush, which we don't find in the Gemara Rabosa. And many struggle with this chiddush of the Ktos HaChoshen in Siman Ayin Gimel, that says you have to add in, even to the Cholkin of the Ran, that there is some sort of effect of the Shvuah, Otherwise, he's bothered by the kasha, then the Gemara Zeros is in effect. So there is a beautiful insight of the Stipler. The Stipler said, Bialduso. He thought the pshat was like this, and I find this pshat to be phenomenal. I think the entire sugya is worth it for this idea of the Stipler, because it's just so insightful in terms of human psychology and Avodas Hashem. So the Stipler says like this. When you struggle with something, so you're Mora Heter. What does it mean to be Mora Heter? Your Mora Heter means, by definition, I tell myself, I teach myself, I guide myself, that this is something that's mutter. It's not really so bad. Come on. Not everyone paskins like this. It's a chumrah. It's not me'ikar adin. Me'ikar adin, it's mutter. This is not the real McCoy. I'm not going to burn for this. You know, all these types of lingo in order to be marahetta, that's the way the Yetzer Hara works on us. So he says, brilliant. He says, so comes along Rav Gidl and he says, Rav Gidl chaps that. Rav Gidl understood the psychology of the Yetzer Hara and a person struggling in Avodah Hashem. And he said, you know what? You know what you should do? Take a shul. I should take a shvuah. Monif shach. Mushba b'yomim me'arasinai. He says, l'fi daitcha. According to your psychology, according to the diburim of the sitra achra of the Yetzer Hara, that's trying to get you to be nichshol, he's telling you what? We're ahead there. Is that varishus? This is something that's permissible. This is something that's okay. This is something that wasn't included in the Har Sinai Roshem and what the Rabbeinu Shalom told us at Mount Sinai. Oh, if so, very good. So a shvuah can be chal on it. Because if it's mutter, if it's a dvar shos, if it's not a dvar mitzvah, so a male shvuah is chal. So lefi shitoscha, there's a shvuah on it. If it's really aser anyways, okay, so I don't need the shvuah. But let's study. According to the way the Yetzer Hara works on me, I'm telling myself it's a Dvar Rishus. Ah, so there's an Eitzel, a Zareis Nafshe, to make a Shur. Ah, what a yelet. What a child the Stipler was. What a pshat. Honestly, I don't even want to go on in the Chabura. That's mamish, like what he says, Bialdusa, the Stipler writes in his Ksavim. I don't know if it's true. What's more true than that? That's pushing human psychology. That's mamish, Avodas Hashem. That's how he learns pshat in our Gemara. Okay. But Levice, the Rishonim didn't have that, you know, psychological chap. They were in a different generation before the therapy angle. And the Rishonim came from a different angle, and that's why you have this chiddush of the Ksois HaChiddush. Levice, if you look carefully in the Rishonim, I think you see not like the Ran, and not like the chiddush of the Ksois HaChiddush. The Rosh and the Tosfos both point out that the Chiddush of the Gemara is an entirely different Chiddush. The Chiddush of the Gemara is that you're not Motzi Shem Shamayim Levatal. Which means, I think, as follows. In a Chanami, maybe the Shvuah is not Chal. Not like the Tzois and not like the Ran. Yet what? We're telling you, you're allowed to use Shem Shamayim. Means we're going to speak very serious Diburim and substantial comments when it comes to a struggle in your Avodas Hashem. That is the Chiddush, Lazaris Nafshe, that you can even be Mazkir Shem Shamayim in order to give you a kick, in order to give you a nudge, in order to give you a boost in your Avodas Hashem. That was the Heter of Rav Gidl. Means before Rav Gidl, I would have said, no, I'm sorry. You are Moshe B'Yayman Me'ar Sinai. There is no reason for you to make this statement. Not that the shvu is chal at all, but now you're being what? You're violating. I'd say Hashem Shamayim Levatolo. Let's remember, Rabosai, what we learned about in the first few chaburas, that hotzah Shem Shamayim in a context of a shvuah and bracha Levatolo, or Kiva Eger compares the two. He says whenever Shem Shamayim is said in the context of shvuah / bracha, that's why Reb Kiva Eger said there was a problem to say it in another language, because they're comparable. So too over here in this sugya. If there's no purpose in your shvuah, so it's going to be what? It's going to be hotzas shem shamayim levatola. Oh, says Rav Gidol, no, it's not hotzas shem shamayim levatola. There's a purpose over here. What's the purpose? Kedei lozariz atzmo. Ooh, so now this person thinks about himself. Wow, I can actually say the shema of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in order what? To be mechazik myself? This must be something that I have to stay away from. This must be something that I have to be mechazik myself in. This must be something that Chazal take very seriously because I'm even allowed to say Shem Shema. But what happens l'masko, no? It's not that it's what? It's chal. And Shein Shvua chal al bar mitzvah meant what the statement said. It's not chal b'chlal, unlike the shita of the Ran / the shita of the Ketos HaChosha. So that's on the page, the shita of the Tosis and the shita of the Rosh, which sounds like the pashtus is that the whole chiddush of the Gemara is not trying to tell you that the shvuah takel was chal. However, there is a chiddush of the Ritva. The Ritva writes that the chiddush of the Gemara is not that the shvuah is chal, and it's also not that it's an iser shem shamayim, but on the contrary, it's actually because the shvuah is not chal that you have a chiddush, but not for the haskar shem shamayim, but rather what? This is a shvuah shav. There's an iser lo sishvu b'shmi lo shav. You cannot take a shvuah in vain. Not haskar shem shamayim in vain, but rather a wasted shvuah. Why are you taking a wasted shvuah? Kamash molon Rav Gidol, that what? That it's not a shvuah shav. I mean, so when the Gemara was asking before the Gemara was Mechadish, what Rav Gidol told me that, no, he's allowed to because of his Ruzei Nafshi, what was the Gemara answer asking? Not that it doesn't take effect, not that it's Hosah Shem Shamayim Levatola, but rather this is a violation, this is an Isser of Shvuah Shav. Of Shvuah Shav, because if the Shvuah is not effective, so then that's a wasted Shvuah. So I was thinking to myself, that's a good pshat. I understand why the Ran didn't say it. I understand why the Ketos didn't say it. But once you're going to be in the world of what? At the end of the day, the Shvuah is not Chal. And yet we have to explain the Gemara that there's still a Zirus because what? And a Chiddush because there would have been, without Rav Gidol, a violation over here. Why did the Rishonim have to say Hotzah Shem Shamayim? It's a much better Isser. It's the Isser of Shvuah Shav. Like the Ritva said. What's the answer of why the other Rishonim didn't say like the Ritva? So perhaps one could suggest that this might be a fundamental machlokes amongst the Rishonim on what a Shvuah Shav is. The Ritva is assuming over here that a Shvuah that can't take effect, even if it's not a wasted shvuah, but a technicality in Ilchus Shvuas, that what? Since Al Pidin, he already is Mushav Yoimid Me'ar Sinai, therefore, the shvuah can't be chal. Any shvuah that can't take effect blibes a shvuah shav. Whereas one could argue, no. Just because in Ilchus Shvuas, the shvuah can't take effect, that doesn't mean it's a wasted shvuah. A shvuah shav could be something that's mamish lashav. To be nishba ala evin, shu evin, like Rashi says ala Torah, what's the purpose? Why are you doing that? There's no reason for you to do that. That's a shvuah shav. But if I have a good reason, if I have a good rationale, and what? It happens to be in the technicalities of Hilchos Shvuas that the shvuah can't be chal, because ain't shvuah chal al shvuah. For whatever reason that klal is, we're not even sure why that is, but for whatever reason that is, so then, perhaps the other Rishonim held, no, this wouldn't have been a violation of Shvuah Shav. There was a good reason why this person took it, and he has a toelis out of this Shvuah. And the fact that it's not chal is not his issue, but he's allowed to take it, and he doesn't violate the Isser of Shvuah Shav, and that wasn't even on the radar. Aye, so then what's the Chiddush of Rav Gidol? Chiddush of Rav Gidol is, but at the end of the day, he said Shem Shemayim. So if he said Shem Shemayim, what's the heter for that? Ah, Rav Gidol says, oh, that's a Chiddush. That's what I'm being Mechadish in. That's Mutter Kedei Lazari's Nafsh. But I didn't need to tell you Kedei Lazaris Nafshi in order to tell you that you're not in violation of Shavua Shav. Shavua Shav was never on the books. Shavua Shav is never an option. L'chayra, there's a major machloikis in how to understand what the nature of Shavua Shav is from the Chiddush of this Gemara. The problem with the most basic approach, easiest approach, the Ran, that says, no, the Gemara is straight up. The Shavua is chal. You know why the Shavua is chal? I'm sorry, the Zeres works. You know why the Zeres works? Because there is tension here. There's a chal. The Bar Mitzvah was only to the extent of a karbon, the total parsha of Shavua, but not to say that it doesn't exist in totality. The problem is there's a Gemara in Machas. Kiva Eger points out this kash. The Gemara in Machas says a person could do an act of plowing and he could be chayev shmona chatos. He could buy shmona isur for doing one act of plowing. And the Gemara talked about he was plowing on Yontif, fine, so he was going to get Malkus. So the Gemara there asks, why don't you also add in another isur? Once we're slapping this guy, let's slap him more. He took a shvua. Gemara's trying to find a case that you mamish could like really ram it on, or as many of these surim as possible. So the Gemara in Makis on the Chavez asks, why don't you say that the guy took a shvua to be chayr shanyantiv? Mamish, a real avarya. So Gemara says, no, that can't work because in shvua chal al dvar mitzvah. So Rav Kiva Eger asks, that's a ban raya against the Ran. You see beferish that there's no iser at all, because if the Ran was right that the iser is chal inyan malchus, so then the Gemara's kasha is still a good kasha. So that should have been a good answer, and it seems from the Gemara, like the Ramban, like the other Rishonim, that ain shvua chal al dvar mitzvah is not chal at all. So from this, Rav Kiva Eger and other Rabbanim, yeah.
The Gemara Makas isn't that the opposite kind of case though? He's saying that I'm going to do a malacha. Maybe that's a different case than saying I'm not going to do something. That's
excellent, that's excellent. So comes along Reb Kiva Eger, Machab to Reb Kiva Eger. So comes along Reb Kiva Eger, and comes along a group of Achrayim, and say that you see from this sugya that even the Ran was only Kedei Lekayim Esa Mitzvah, that it's going to be Chal Inyan Bayach. But to now take a shvua on something that's already Usser, says Dr. Kiveger, that even the Ran will agree doesn't exist at all. Why? Because Ein Isser Chalal Isser. Because there I already have something that's prohibited. So from the concept of Ein Isser Chalal Isser, then I'll be Moideh that what? That nothing is chal at all. So you just have to, according, if you accept this from Kiva Eger, you have to point out, like Alex pointed out, Mikoch the Gemara Makis, that you have to differentiate between different cases. Certain times, certain mitzvahs, it's going to be chal le'inyin, le'inyin bal yachel, le'inyin the malchus of bal yachel, and le'gabi yisurim, it's not going to be chal at all, because you already have the sugya of Ein Isser Chal Al Isser. I don't have time to get into it, but that really opens up an entirely different discussion of why do you need the concept of Mushvu B'Yom Mi'ar Sinai in addition to Ein Isser Chal Al Isser when it comes to negative shvus. Maybe you don't. Maybe you only need Mushvu B'Yom Mi'ar in this situation, but one has to figure that out. Why these two klalim? Is there any overlap between these two klalim? But Yehei Mashiach in Yenenu, you see that the Ran is only in one direction, in one situation, Nishba Kedei Lekayim Esa Mitzvah, but not Nishba Sheloi Nishba Lavor Ala Mitzvah. So Ein Nishba in Ala Mitzvahs, even the Ran's Chiddush will be limited according to this Chiddush of Rabbi Kiva Eger. Okay. So that's in terms of this aspect of the sugya. The Gemara goes on, and the Gemara says, "Va'amar Rav Gidl." A new statement of Rav Gidl. "Va'amar Rav Gidl Marav Ha'Imer Ashkin Ve'Eshna Perek Zeh Eshna Mesech Dezu Neder Gadol Neder La'Lokei Yisrael." Person who says, "I will get up and I will learn a certain perek, a certain mesechta." So he took a neder to the Rabbeinu Shalom. Frak the Gemara Kash. V'alo mushba v'oymedhu. V'ein shvua chal al shvua. So what did he do? He said he's going to take, he's going to learn a specific mesechta or a specific parak. Did he do that in a shvua or did he do that in a neder? You have conflicting phrases in the Gemara. The Gemara starts off saying neder nadar lelokei Yisrael, right? Which the Rosh takes literally and understands that this is a neder lidvar mitzvah, which, by the way, Rabosai introduces to us something that we raised in the earlier chaburis from Daf Beis and Beis. Maybe sometimes you might have a neder, the kumva essay, that this Gemara is introducing. Where that should be learned, maybe it's a specific parsha, maybe it's learned out from tzedakah, but the Rosh is learning this literally, that it's taken as a neder, and the Ran disagrees. The Ran understands that neder nader gadol le'ilkei Yisrael is lav dafka. It's like hataras nedarim. Hataras nedarim doesn't only mean hataras nedarim. Hataras nedarim means shvuasana, v'yisure, unidarna, everything. All the vows. Anything we might have said. Right? So too, neder gadol le'ilkei Yisrael means it takes effect. What's the raya to the Ran? The hemshech of the Gemara. What's the kasha of the Gemara? V'alo mushba v'yayim ed me'arsina v'ein shvua chala shvua. Elamai, this is working mitoikef a shvua. And the Ran says the riot to this is that what? He's speaking to the Gavro. I will learn. I will delve into this. I will accept this. The Gavro is always an Isser Shvua, said the Ran. So don't take the Gemara literally of neder gadol neder lelokei Yisrael. And now you can understand the Gemara's Hemshech beautifully. But Rabbi say, if you understand like the Rosh, and you understand that it's what? That it's a neder. So the kasha is, what's with the Gemara's hemshach? What's the kasha of the Gemara? So this forces the Rosh to say, a chiddush nifla ad l'moed. He says, two options to answer this kasha. The Rosh says, ein echanami, it's a neder. And it's learned out from b'fichu tztuka. Just like we learn out in Rosh Hashanah, that a person can be mekabel himself a neder to give tzedakah, and it's chal. So the Rosh says, what's with the hemshech of the Gemara? What was the Gemara's kasha? Right? Only the Rosh has this kasha. So on this, the Rosh says, no, this is a violation of Moshe V'yayimid. Why? Because this inyan of the fichazut tzedakah, it's in the middle of the Rosh. So what did the Rosh say? Two options. First of all, maybe this is more similar to Shavuos. This din of neder v'fichus v'tztaka follows the paradigm of Shavuos, and therefore the Gemara is asking, and the regular din of nedarim chal ad bar mitzvah doesn't apply. Inami, zok the Rosh in the second day. No. Where do we have an example of nedarim chal ad bar mitzvah, says the Rosh? Koinem yeshiva sukkah alai. He assers a mitzvah. He assers a mitzvah. But if a person takes something that's usser and he assers it, Aval im aser nevela alav bekoinim, if he takes a neder to aser something, that's aser. Lo chayo, why? De'ein iser chal iser. Rabbeisai, this is not chal. That's not like nedarim chal and dvar mitzvah, because that's already what? That's just the regular din of ein iser chal iser. There's no way for it to be chal. Right? Exactly like the svara that I just said in Reb Kiva Eger. For the Gemara Makis, that's what the Rosh says when it comes to what? A nedarim that's chal on a dvar iser. You can't aser a nevela with a neder. So Mimela, he wants to expound from there, just like you can't aser a nevela with a neder. So Zok the Rosh, hu adin im neder lekayim lo chayel. So too, if what? If you're not merely just asering a sukkah, but you're taking a neder on something that you're already mechuyev, in order to make sure that you're mekayim the mitzvah, it's not going to be chal. That second day of the Rosh totally limits the din of nedarim chalam al dvar mitzvah. Almost all mitzvahs nedarim are not chalam. He says literally, the example the Gemara gave, Yeshiva Sukkah, was not arbitrary. It's only that, and if you're taking a neder kedei lekayim like Rav Gidol, or you're taking a neder for something that's aser, it actually would follow the paradigm of Shvuah, and that's pshat in the Gemara's kasha b'alu mushma b'yayim. So don't think that all nedarim are chal advar mitzvah. So what is the first day? Again, the Rosh is forced into this pshat, because the Rosh holds that this Gemara is to be understood like it presented. It's a neder, and it's not lav dafka like the Ran learned. And therefore the Rosh runs into a dead end, because he wants to understand the Gemara's kasha v'alu mushma v'yayim resina. So the second day it says, you must have to understand the second parak totally differently. That which you think, this klal, and you assume always, nedarim are chal dvar mitzvah, zok the Rosh in the second day, not so fast, not so global, not so inclusive, very limited. Okay? It's only when you're asering a sukkah, but if you're mamish going to take it on the mitzvah in totality or the iser in totality, that's a problem, because of Enes or Chalas. And the first day I hold, no, it's not true. So what does he hold? He holds it, Beficha Dutztaka, and therefore it follows the Klalim of Ein Shvuah Chalashvuah. Rabosai, the Rosh Lechora has two days over here. If a person, everything we always think about, Rabosai, a lot of Shilas, if a person takes a neder to do a mitzvah, I have a question. Does he violate Bal Yachal Dvara? Is that Midine Nidarim? Or is that a new parsha called Befi Chazut Staka? That's Mechayiv him to do. But he doesn't violate Bayachal if he doesn't do the mitzvah. L'choira, that's these two days in the Rosh. How to answer the kasha of Nader Gadol Nader Lalahe Yisrael. According to the first day, it doesn't follow the klolim of Nidarim. It's a new parsha of Befi Chazut Staka. But since it's on the Gavra, so therefore it's similar to the Klal of Moshe V'yayim in Marasina. But according to the second Deya, it's Medina in Nidarim. And therefore, the Rosh has to rearrange Parshas Nidarim in order to answer this Kasha. And even Nidre Mitzvah works B'Teras Neder and is not a Gzeres HaKos of a new Mahalach of Beficha Zutztaka that's being Mechayev Nidre Mitzvah. Or I think that's what comes out of the Shita of the Rosh. Okay. So the Gemara, the Ran, if you read the Gemara, the Ran and the Rosh and the progression are totally different in the Gemara of what Rav Gidol saying. According to the Ran, Rav Gidol said a Chiddush of a Shvuah, and he continued to say a Chiddush of a Shvuah. He only is Mechadish in the third phrase. Right? Amar Rav Gidol Marav Ha'imer L'Chavir Nashkim Minishna, that's where Rav Gidol changes his subject matter and talks about a new concept that the Ran explains called the Kabbalah Smith. Whereas, according to everything else was talking about a Shavuah. Whereas, according to the Rosh, no, the second Shlav And the first shlav are two totally different things. One's a shvua on a dvar mitzvah, and one's a neder on a dvar mitzvah. What does it mean, a neder on a dvar mitzvah? Is that a separate parsha, b'fi chazut staka, or is that medina nedarim, and therefore we have to touch up the klal of nedarim chalma dvar mitzvah? Those are the 2 days. Those are the 2 days in the rush. So what's the Gemara's answer? Neder gadol neder zeh v'alo mushu v'yomim er sinai, v'in shvua chal ha-shvua. What do you mean? So it's repetitive, right? How repetitive it is a little bit different between the Rosh and the Ram, correct? Based on what we just said. However, the Gemara is saying, but we already knew fundamentally that you're allowed to be Mezaris yourself. So what's the Chiddush? Right? Everyone chab what I'm saying? Meaning, if you hold like the Rosh, it's not exactly Rav Gidol Kamaisa. It's a different parsha. But since it's following those similar klolim, so the Gemara is saying, bottom line, it's a similar thing. According to the Ran, it's mamish agishmak akasha. Hainu Rav Gidol Kamaisa. Because don't get fooled about what the Gemara meant of neder gadol neder l'kei Yisrael. That's a shvua. And we're talking to the Gavra, and we never shifted from the first Rav Gidol Kamaisa. The Gemara is much more glatt according to the Ram than for the Rosh. So what's the Gemara's answer? Zok the Gemara, Kamashwan, the Kavan, the Boye Pater Nafshe, the Kriyash Mashach, Svarvis, Mishumachi Chale Shvua Ale. So the Gemara answers, no. The Chiddush is that you're not Mushva V'yamid. Why are you not Mushva V'yamid? This is the way the Rosh and most Rishonim understand. You're not Mushva V'yamid because you have the ability to exempt yourself in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah with just learning and saying Kriya Shema at night and in the morning. And therefore, to take a neder or a shvua of Perek Zeh, Mesech Zeh, is really not part of the basic obligation. So therefore, the neder and the shvua is chal. There is a kasha of the Ritva, that the Ritva asks, Lamaisa, I can learn whatever I want. You know, my Rebbe in Eretz Yisrael told me, Tilmad Masha Libo Chafetz, you know? You gotta learn what you love. You know, you gotta love to learn, especially in this generation. Guy's gotta love what he's doing. Otherwise, he's gonna get sucked in. You know, you gotta have a passion for it. You gotta love it. You gotta learn certain areas, certain... So, frek the Ritva, so what was Gemara's kasha? I don't have to learn a Sechta Zoo. Maisa, Erevin is not on my radar. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't gotta learn Erevin. So what? Why? Let me just learn the Dharma all day. And, you know, talk about Rav Gidol. You know, and there's a lot enough to talk about Rav Gidol for weeks. So what do I have to learn Erevin for? What do I have to learn Zeroyim for? So that should be the carrot to the Gemara's Kash. I have to learn Torah. I have to learn what I love. So, Rabbi Sai, listen to this vart. Listen to this vart. I'm sorry I'm saying so many vorts tonight, but it's mamish, it's flowing out of the Gemara. When a vart flows out of the Gemara, I'm saying, like, you know, you can't skip it. So listen to the vart of the Kotzker. And this is important. So the Kotzker had the same kasha as the Ritva. Now, he doesn't quote the Ritva, but he had the same kasha as the Ritva. Kotzker knew how to learn. So he knew how to say Vartz also, but he knew how to learn. So Kotzker says, Taka, the Ritva's kasha is a good kasha. He's not mushpa to learn this Masechta. So listen to what the Kotzker says. So Lamaisa, the Ritva uses that in the answer of the Gemara's kasha. Again, the Ritva asks, he's not mechuyev. The Ritva doesn't really ask the kasha. The Ritva says, in pshat in the maskona sagamora. One day in the Ritva is, since I'm not mechuyev to learn specifically this mesechta, and I want to make sure that I'm going to get this mesechta under my belt. So that's the chiddush of Rav Gidol. Iboi pater nafshi kriyashma shachas varvis doesn't mean mamish kriyashma shel shachas varvis. You don't have to say kriyashma. You can learn whatever you want in the morning and the night. And you can really learn mashalibo chavitz like the Ritva says. Elamai, you want to figure out a way to make sure that you're going to learn those top mesechtas. You're going to learn those mesechtas that you don't have a drive to learn. So you took a neder. That's the chiddush of Rav Gidol. So you took a neder to do that mesechta. But that end of Gemara, that's one pshat in the Ritva. End of Gemara. So the Kotzker, no, asked what the Ritva held in the Maskana. He asked that on the Kasha of the Gemara. Why would the Gemara even entertain the possibility of Valo Mushba B'yomi? It's just wrong. The Kotzker doesn't even want to say that that's a fleeting Havam, you know, that I should have to learn everything. I don't have to learn everything. I can learn whatever I want. So what was the Gemara's Kasha? That you are Mushba from Har Sinai to learn this Masech. So you know what the Kotzker says? Kotzker says, this guy has a Hisayrus. This guy is a little bit of a flame, of an ish, of a drive to learn this Masech. He says, you know what? That's a ride to tell you. If that's your chilek, that that's your mushba v'yoymid me'ar Sinai. He says, if you have a tzad to learn such a sugya, to learn such a zach, that's the way the Rabbeinu Shalom is communicating with you, that that's your chilek entire from Har Sinai. And that's the Gemara's kasha ba'al mushba v'yoymid me'ar Sinai. This guy's an Erev in Diki Yid. This guy loves chesed. This guy likes this aspect of the avoda. Mushba v'yomid merasinai. The Gemara is not asking a Klolius to Kakasha. He has Sinai, the Sinai experience, and therefore we accepted all of the Torah from Moses. That's not what the Gemara is saying, the Kotzker says. He's saying we ought to find our own chelek. And if he has a Hisiris, that's a raya. Just like in the time of the Beis Hamikdash, the Navi would tell you, what is your tafkid? What is your dechoyva b'olamo? So too, when a person has a Hisiris, he wants to do something, he's trying to figure out a way. The Shavuah shouldn't be Michal, because he must be, that Masechta must be his. That's a raya from the Rabbeinu Shem. The Sukkah Midvash. So that was the Gemara's kash. So what's the Gemara's answer? So Gemara says, running out of time, especially in light of my statement in the WhatsApp chat before the Chabura. So the Gemara says that you're able to pata yourself Shachris V'Arabs. So the Ran points out on this Gemara that that's not to be taken literally. No one should think that a person is Yotze, is Chiv of Talmud Torah, with saying Kriya Shema, or just learning a shtickle like the Ritva is saying, Shachris and Arvis. Because of the Ran, a person is mechuyev to have Torah mechudadim b'ficha, shem yeshalcha adam legemara in kiddushin, shaloy tegamgen b'toymerla. The Kriya Shema Shachris, v'abas lo sagila. Person has to know all of Torah, and you can't accomplish that with just learning with a Kriya Shema in the morning and a Kriya Shema at night. I don't think we're going to have a problem with remembering Kriya Shema at the end of this Chabura. But Elamikan Nerli Raya, Lamashakasavti Zokhtaran, Achidish Nifla Adam Ma'od, one of the most important Chidushim in the Ran Shita in the Dharam, which is not unanimous amongst all Rishonim. The Ran holds that there's a difference between a Dover on a Furish Vikra and a dover that's darshened out by Chazal, and therefore the Ran holds le'inyan over here. He holds le'inyan the fact that a shvua could be chal on a dvar, a shvua can't be chal on a dvar mitzvah is only something that's beferish hakra. But if it's not, if it's darshened out, albeit it being a chiyuv de'oraisa, if it's not beferish and explicit in the pasuk, then that is not excluded from the klal that a shvua cannot be chalan. Similarly, Rishonim write this in Shvuas, I believe at Dan Dav Chav Gimel, comes up also in the Sugya Bava Kama and Dav Tzadi Aleph, in Hachoyvel, about whether an Isser could be chal on a Dover Shenim Mufurish Bekra. You find in different areas of Shas that there is a certain level of chashiva. It's a fascinating concept that we don't have time to get into right now, that even within the Oraisas, there is a difference between Mefurish Bekra and Eina Mefurish Bekra. You'll have certain Rishonim that will have in Yevamis, there's a Rashba that says to use the Na'al of the Yavam would be a Hidr because it's Mefurish Bekra. You see that on the level of the Oraisa, there is chilukim between something beferish hakra and not beferish hakra. And one of those nafkaminas is in our sugya legabe a shvua being chalon. Although I am mechuyev, Har Sinai was mechayev me, but it's not considered the parshva of mushpa the oimed mehar Sinai, of mushpa the oimed mehar Sinai. But never should a person think that he could pater himself from just learning Shachris V'Artis. And the question is, really? Never should a person think that he can pater himself Shachris V'Artis? This is a statement from the Gemara in Menachos. This is something that Reb Shimon Bar Yochai told us, that a person is fulfills the mitzvah of Vagisa Bo Yomam Bo Laila, the Kriyashma Shal Shachris V'Artis. So what is going on over here? Why is the Ran ignoring that Gemara? What does he do with that Gemara? What's going on over here? So the truth is, Rabosai, if you look in Shulchan Aruch and you want to find out how much of a Chi of Talmud Torah there is on an individual, turn to Simon Reish Mem Vav. And Simon Reish Mem Vav, the Shulchan Aruch says, Kol Ish Yisrael Chayev B'Talmud Torah. Every person, man of Klal Yisrael is obligated to learn Torah. Bein Ani, Bein Asher, Bein Shalem, Gugufo, Bein Bal Yisurim. This is a quote from the Rambam. All of the different categories. Why he has to go through everyone is a shmuz on its own. But the Rambam feels necessary and the Shulchan Aruch feels necessary to go through every single predicament and situation. The Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch don't do this legabe every mitzvah. Specifically by Talmud Torah, the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch say, Asher, Ani, Shalim Begufo, Bal Yisurim, Bacher, Bein Zokin Gadol, Afilu Ani Amachazer Al Apsochin, Afilu Bal Yishu Banim. Every single category we can think of, you name it, it's there, right? Chayev lekvoa lozman leTalmud Torah b'yoyim u'b'layla shneimer v'agisa bo yom u'b'layla. The pasuk says you have to learn day and night. Zok the Rama u'b'shas hadchak afilu lo kara rak kriyash mashachris v'arvus lo yamusha mipicha karinan bey, quoting the Gemara in Menachos and Daf Tzadites. Zok the Gon in Sifkat and Vav in Simon Reish Mem Vav, Ubenedorim Dav Ches, Ve'ein Das Haran Kehin. Quoting our Ran, the Goyim saying that our Ran is arguing La Halacha with the Psak of the Rama, based on what he extracted from the Gemara in Menachos. So the Kasha is, how does the Ran approach this? What do we do with the Ran? But Rabbi Say Lamaisa, the MS is, once we're here, we really need to delve into this for a second. If one looks at the Gemara Menachos and looks at the statement of Rav Shvi and the debate between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, that one of the Tanoim wanted to go learn Chochma Yevonis, and they asked Rabbi Shmuel if they can learn it, and Rabbi Shmuel answered, if you can find a zman that's not vehagisa bo yomam v'layla, if you can find a zman shalo yom v'lo layla, so then he can go study Chachmi Yavanis. And Rashbi had a different approach. Rashbi held that he can pater himself vehagisa bo yom v'layla v'kriyash mashal shachris v'aris. This is a very, very difficult question and difficult Gemara in light of the Gemara and Brachos on Daf Lamed Hamed Beis. There's a very important Gemara that I encourage everyone to take a look at and to learn well in terms of the sugya of Torah and Parnasa, which is the Gemara of Asach Deganecha, which is the Gemara of none other than Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, that argue of what the approach of a person should be. And the Gemara says that Rabbi Shmuel says Anig Bahen Minig Derecheretz, that you should be Ma'asif Bezmana Asifa, and you should be Ma'asif Degadecha, and then you should learn. And Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says
Chorish b'shas chrisha, zareya b'shas ria, koitzer b'shas ksira, toira matehe aleh. So the opinions of Rav Shimon bar Yochai, let's just start with him, truth is it's true about Rabbi Shmuel also, seem to be totally contradicting each other. In the Gemara in Menaches, it's telling me that I could be Mekayim v'agisa bo yom v'layla with Shachris and Arvis. Yet Rav Shimon bar Yochai in the Gemara in Brachis says that what? Torah matehe aleh. If I'm going to be Chorish, I'm going to be Kaitzer. So then, Torah, what's going to be with it? Right? Everyone hear the Kasha? This is the Kasha Rishonim asks Kasha. That Stira in Rav Shimon bar Yochai. So there are many different tirutzim how to approach this, which is very important. Some think that Rav Shimon bar Yochai was only Marshos thinks like this, Nefshachayim thinks like this, that the Rav Shimon bar Yochai was not saying a thing for all of Klal Yisrael. He was saying for Yechidei Skula. It's Meduyuk in the Gemara. Harbe Asu ki Rav Shimon bar Yochai velo also biyadu. And it didn't work out. So the Nefesh HaChaim and the Marshar Medayik Harbe Asu means Rav Shimon bar Yochai was telling us that for Yechidei Skula, the Taka, he should be sitting and learning and he shouldn't be working. And therefore, Harbe is not a Maila. Harbe lo also be Adam. And it was talking about people who could really, unique individuals that could be Yotzidis Tafkid. And he wasn't saying a Klal. And Mamela, if you learn like the Marsha, so then it's not a Stira to the Gemara Menachas. The Gemara Menachas is talking about Harbe and is talking about most people. But that clearly is not the Shita of the Ran in our Sugya. And that Marsha is a unique approach. But the truth is that the Ran is not the only opinion in our sugya, and I alluded to it before. The Ritva points out that the Gemara is telling us, the Ritva alludes to the Kasha of the Ran. What do you do with the fact that a person has to learn all day and all night? So the Ritva says, it's not a Kasha. He says, this is talking about a person who has to get food on the table. A person who has to get food on the table has a heter to not learn all day and all night. Say nechanami. And you would have to learn to know everything, you know, if you can. But if a person can't, So then, he has the heter that the Gemara was suggesting. The Gemara wasn't applying it to every single situation. It depends. Halav al-chimifter k'di'isa b'menachis. And that's the whole yisod of the Gemara menachis. If so, there's no stira of Shimon bar Yochai. This answers our kasha also. It depends on the situation. It depends on the matzav. And a person sometimes has to be mefarnes himself. Your Sameach in Hilchos Talmud Torah, Perek Aleph, Halacha Beis, quotes our Gemara, and he says a fascinating yisod. He says every single other mitzvah in the Torah has a measurement, has a zman, has a gvul, has details that apply because the mitzvah is equal to Moshe Rabbeinu and to every yid in Klal Yisrael. There's no difference between my matzah, your sukkah, my lulav. Every mitzvah for all of us is exactly the same, and that's why we have shirim and parameters that apply equally to every person. Yet the Ribbono Shel Olam did not give us a zman and a ketzev and a shir for Talmud Torah. You want to know why, says the Or Sameach? Because it depends. Not everyone's equal in the world of Talmud Torah. Certain people have the ability to focus more. Certain people have the ability to spend and invest more time. Certain people have less pressures. And all the it's a fascinating Or Sameach. But the Rabbeinu Shel Olam understood that your Chiyuv Talmud Torah fluctuates. And Ein Hachanami, if you have the capability and you can dedicate yourself, So that is your chiyuv, and you have to make sure to do that. But a person is not being mevatel as mitzvah of Talmud Torah if he can't. Not only because of parnasi, he says, because of a state of mind, because of pressures, because of all these fascinating or samech that I take a look at. The Rabbeinu Shalom took that into account when it came to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. A basic chiyuv. When am I going to be mevatel for the mitzvah of Talmud Torah? That's Kriya Shema Shel Shachris Na'aretz. But what about, does my chiyuv get larger? Do I have more of a mitzvah depending on the individual? That's already something that could fluctuate. That's what the Gemara meant in Nedarim and Daf Ches. According to the Orsameach, that not only is an answer and a pshat in our Gemara, but is also an answer to the stira of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai is talking about two different individuals. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai is potentially talking about the chiyuv of Talmud Torah that the Or Sameach is being magdir for us. But Rabbi say, Yehei Mashiyei, whether that's the pshat, or the pshat is, the Ran did not learn like this. The Ran clearly held, you cannot take the Gemara literally against the Ritva and our Sugya. Nechleku haran va'ritva in the maskana of the Gemara. Iboi poter nafshe, according to the Ran, meant not what you think it is. There is no such idea. If you want to know, the most chomer dikashita in Talmud Torah, the Goyin is telling us, is shitas haran in the Dorim and Afches. It's not what you think it says. It doesn't mean you could actually pater yourself shachar to harvest. You have to learn all the time. And the Ran clearly disagreed with the Ritva. The Ritva held no. It depends on the situation. It depends on the parnosa. So what is the machlekes over here? Perhaps, Rav Yosef. Perhaps. I'm suggesting. The nature of the fact, I don't think the Ran is telling you a chomer dikashita, or what some might say he's saying, I don't think he's saying that it's usher for you to go to be a fireman's your family. I don't think the Ran's saying that you should not go and support your family. I don't think that's what the Ran's saying. And by the way, the Ran is not, the Ran is alluding to the Gemara Menach. So what does he mean? So Rabbi say, perhaps the machlekes and the nature of the machlekes is as follows. Just like the Or Sameach said, the chiyuv of Talmud Torah could fluctuate. Yesh lachkor. When I have to do something, or I have to be mefarnes my family, and I have to do that, and no one should be discouraged from doing that, chas v'shalom, is that what I'm trying to get? Is that I now have a ptur in Talmud Torah? Is it doiche Talmud Torah? Or does it mean that there was never a mitzvah of Talmud Torah in such a situation? So perhaps the Ritva nafkemina rabosai is if you can say mushba vi'oimed me'ar Sinai. What was the shvua to learn? It was that every second of the day, and now when I have an oinus, when I have to what? Support my family. So therefore that could be madche, the iser, and the Shvua, but I have a latent what? Chi of Talmud Torah every second of every day? Or no? The reason the Shvua could be Chal is because this is a relative Chi. And only the seconds that I have available am I Mechuyev in Talmud Torah. And therefore, that second that I'm working to be Mefarnes, like the Ritva is saying, I am no longer considered Mushba V'yomid Mehar Sinai. And you don't need to come on to a new cloud of Dover HaMafurish B'kra versus Dover She'inu HaMafurish B'kra. Perhaps, Rabbi Yisai, Nechleku Haran V'aritva, in the nature of the Chiyav of Talmud Torah for a working individual. Is it a Ptur? Is it a Tchia? Or is it that no, by virtue of the fact that I have to work and I have to support my family in that second, so Memela, I don't have a Chiyav of Talmud Torah in such a situation. Perhaps that is the explanation of their machlokes, and that will be nafkamina legabe mushva mi'oimed arsina. But I just want to close. I'm sorry for going so long, but I just want to close with a beautiful vart of the Chasam Sofer. The Chasam Sofer tells us that the lashon of the Rashbi in the Gemara Brachos is very strange.
Adam choyrish b'shas chrisha, v'zoyrea b'shas zriya, v'koytzer b'shas k'tira, Torah ma tehei aleh. Now listen to the Chassam Sefer. Chassam Sefer asks, I don't understand. Why did he have to repeat the lashon? Tzarech bir kefil ha-lashon. Choyrish b'shas chrisha, kavona, ki mi shechoyrish, v'zareya v'koytzer. A person could be choyrish, could be zareya, and could be koytzer in those times, or in today, whatever your job and your vocation is, fill in the blank, in two different ways. Kidei shiye b'efsharuso lilmod Torah, b'archovas hadas, u'legadol bonov l'talmud Torah. B'chol maisav l'shem shamayim, u'mekayim b'chol drachecha da'ei. A person could be chayrish, and it's not a shas chrisha. A person could be zayreya, and it's not a shas zriya. A person could be koitzer, and it's not about the ktsira. What is it about? Enabling a life of dveikus b'Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Enabling a life of getting closer to the Rabbeinu Shalom. You have to do it. But that's what the Rashbi is saying. If a person gets lost, and he's Zareya Laman Azriya, and he's Choytzer Laman Akhtira, and he forgets the end game and why he's in this world, and what he's even trying to accomplish. Machovaso Ba'olamo. What is he trying to do? So then what? That's what the Rashbi says. Torah Matehei Aleh. Such a person, like Tosis and Brachos and Daf Yud Aleph says, such a person has to make a new Birkas HaTorah when he comes back to learn at night. The Torah wasn't on his mind the whole time. There was a hefsik in his Talmud Torah. Zok the Sam Sofer, L'gabi ish kazeh in kushya Torah matei aleh. The Adirabba, a person could be chayrish, the Aridayach Sharisha, the Azriya v'Aktira, Yeliboy Ponoi l'Torah. This is Lamana Torah. This is an order so I get closer to the Rabbeinu Shalom. That's a Helik Azriya, a Helik Acharisha, a Helik Akhtira. It all has Talmud Torah on it. Mamash Lateshis was saying you don't have to make a new prayer because that Torah, that Torah day. And Rabbi said, there are people like this, people that I have to stand up for, that are greater than some of the biggest gedolim in our lives. Those that work and make a parnosa and do well and do it in a chachilah due way, and they should have a lot of bracha from Shemayim and are mekadesh Shem Shemayim and doing it what? So they can have a relationship with Hashem, so they can educate their kids, so they can be mechanech their kids, so they can bring their lives closer to the Rabbeinu Shalom. That's the purpose. Then Rashbi has no comments. His comment was what? Such a person that drifts, such a person that's distracted, such a person that's not Torah-dik anymore, that Torah is not his goal, that Avodas Hashem and being a Yid is not. He's got two personalities, the shul life, the Beis Medrash life, and then the work life. Then Rashbi had the kasha, Torah matahele. Where Rabbi said it's a beautiful vart, but this Chassam Sofer answers the kasha on the Sphira and the Rashbi's also. If you understand like that, so then the Rashbi wasn't saying that you can't go to work. The Rashbi wasn't saying that you don't have a p'tur in Talmud Torah, that you have to learn all day, like the Achronim asked that there's a stirin of Shem Yochai. No, the Rashbi says there's work, and then there's work l'man HaTorah. So according to the Chassam Sofer, you answer this b'yisoid of Torah im derech eretz, Torah im parnasa. A good tenacht, everyone. Shkoyach.